This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This fall, we'll be looking at ways in which tech is changing the education landscape. And by now, you've probably heard of MOOCs, Massive Open Online Courses. It's where students tune in to lectures online as part of the learning process. More and more universities are offering them. In fact, Google just announced it's teaming up with Harvard and MIT to make MOOCs. There's a lot of debate, though, about how well they actually work. Well, now there's a new version of this idea, the SPOC, or Small Private Online Course. Our friend Will Remus at Slate Magazine has been taking a look at these.
So, for instance, at San Jose State University, a professor used online lectures and had his students watch the video lectures at home. Then they would come into class. He would quiz them at the beginning of class to find out what they understood and what they didn't. Then they would spend the class time working on projects, hands-on kind of stuff, rather than the lecture, which they had already watched. And then at the end of class, he would quiz them all again and see how much they had learned.
All this sounds like is you're assigning the homework before class instead of at the end of class. Is that really a huge innovation here?
No, you raise a good point. I mean, the idea that you could assign homework at night and then have the kids come into class and work with them on projects does not require that that homework be video lectures. But I think the idea is that students are more likely to actually watch the video lectures at home than they are to do the reading in a textbook, sad as that sounds. And when they come to class, having engaged with the material in a sort of human way, maybe you feel more like you can skip the lecture portion of the class and get right to the work.
How might you see this sort of developing further? I mean, what could we see if SPOCs are successful? What could we see in the next few years?
Well, I like to think of this as sort of like a thesis, antithesis, synthesis kind of deal. You know, you had the initial hype and the excitement over, wow, free classes taught by Harvard professors. Why do we even need colleges at all? And then you had the huge backlash where everybody said, no, this is a horrible idea. It's going to ruin education. Down with the MOOCs. And now I think you're starting to see people look at ways that this concept of massively scaled online lectures could be applied in a reasonable way to improve the classroom experience rather than replacing it. And maybe a MOOC is not a substitute for college. Maybe it's more like a 21st century version of the textbook.
Very interesting. Will Remus writes about tech for Slate Magazine. Will, thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Ben.